With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Why Emuna? And it's an introduction to our new weekly Zoom series, Emuna Hour. Ask anyone you like, Jewish or not, if they believe in God. Most people will answer yes, in the affirmative. Now ask any one of the people who told you that they do believe in God what it means to believe in God. Few will give you a clear answer. Let's go a step further. Ask any Jewish person you like, no matter what their religious affiliation or orientation is, Orthodox, Conservative, Reformed, or anything else, if they believe in God. And you know, most of them, the huge majority, they'll answer yes. Now ask them what Jews believe in. Once again, few will give you a clear answer. At this point, a lot of people are dubious and they challenge me. They say, what are you talking about? Torah observant Jews don't know what Jews believe in? Well, I'm afraid they don't. Sure, all Torah observant Jews ostensibly eat kosher food and observe the Sabbath laws. Ask them why, and they'll answer, because the Torah says so. Yet, what happens in a generation of mega temptations when many people, young and old, harbor doubts about the truth of Torah or the relevance of the Jewish faith in the age of high tech? What's there to stop a so-called observant teenage girl from locking herself in her bedroom and text messaging on Shabbos? And what's there to prevent the so-called observant businessman from comprising the Torah's laws of integrity in commerce? And what can possibly prevent the so-called observant young man from changing his clothes and driving to a destination outside the community's watchful eye and doing something that the Torah tells him is terribly wrong? Where's the emergency protection against temper tantrums, anxiety, fear, depression, and other negative notions? We see that without emunah, the pure and simple faith in the Almighty, one's observance of Torah is ever so vulnerable to the evil inclination, which will do anything to prevent a person from strengthening emunah. Why? With emunah, a person derives conviction, commitment, inner strength, and above all, inner peace. He or she becomes free, and they break loose from the choking clutches of the evil inclination, the dark side, as Kabbalah calls it, because it's the source of all spiritual impurity, all darkness in life, the emotional darkness and negative feelings that bring us down, which is the total opposite of the illuminated side, the source of holiness and positive emotions such as happiness and inner peace that bring us up. The Almighty declared on Mount Sinai on the occasion of granting the Torah to the Jewish people with Moses and 2 million other witnesses present, and he said, I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt and the house of bondage. That's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. This is the first of the Ten Commandments and the mitzvah of emunah, the most important of the 613 commandments of the Torah. Well, a professor of literature or a linguist might protest and claim that the passage, I am the Lord your God, is merely a statement, not a commandment. But our great sage Nachmanides, also known as the Ramban, who lived from 1194 to 1270, he begs to differ. He says in the elucidation of this passage that the utterance is a positive commandment, and the declaration of I am the Lord your God commands us to know and believe that there is one God, Hashem, and he is the God that took us out of Egypt. And since the beginning of time, Hashem has not changed. The God we believe in today is the same Almighty Hashem who took us out of Egypt 3,333 years ago. Well, beginning with the first of the Ten Commandments and then gleaning the entire Torah, our prodigious sage and teacher Maimonides, known as the Rambam, who lived from 1138 to 1204, he boiled down the entire Jewish faith to 13 key principles known as the 13 Principles of Emunah. These are the clear and succinct principles of our faith, which the Rambam lists and explains in his elaboration of the first Mishnah in chapter 10 of Tractate Sanhedrin. Well, few people know them by heart, and even fewer, including many Torah observant Jews, live by them. Now, happiness and inner peace are two of the key rewards that come with living by the 13 principles. Conversely, any breach of happiness or inner peace is a sign that one's emunah needs reinforcement. The entire purpose of our new weekly Emunah Hour, God willing, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Israel time, beginning this week, October 21st, 2020, is to enable participants to attain the happiness and inner peace that is unattainable anywhere else by offering a clear and practical guide to the 13 principles, living our lives with Emunah, which any person, between the ages of 12 and 120 can readily comprehend and internalize. We look forward to seeing you on Zoom. A Zoom link, write this down, 865-7458-1688. And the password is EMUNA1, E-M-U-N-A-1, capital E-M-U-N-A-1. Okay, you can also see us on Facebook Live /LaserBrody. And God willing, we hope to see you soon, and we'd love for you to participate. Take this as a personal, individual invitation for you. And meanwhile, God bless and everything good. Amen.